Mommy don't feel like she got it down. Watch out, cause I heard that's coming around. I can't seem to look inside. I can't deny you won't deny. Cannot seem to look you in the eye. You shake like a thousand thunders. Mommy just feel like she need to breathe today.
You on four? Yep. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Well, one last time.
One last time.
Yeah, it's a little early for the Hamilton. But honestly, I feel like that's how we started this.
Didn't we play that? I think we played that on
We played
last...
way too much of the beginning of...
We definitely should have just played the chorus.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That also wasn't our last time.
No, I think it was just the last time before winter break, perhaps.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This is a special occasion in that it's the last occasion that you will catch both of us at this time slot.
Station ID.
On Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, I am? Wow, thank you for letting me know.
If you're catching us audibly, you're listening.
I don't think you got that within the 5-minute limit of the hour, but you tried.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot to get through, but we've also got a lot of banter to... There's a lot of banter to be had.
Is there?
Probably. I feel like we should milk this for what it's worth.
Okay.
For all the, 24 of you out there
24.
That are listening, but also apparently this website's bugging. I don't know.
Let us know if you're listening.
Yeah, let us know if you're listening. We appreciate...
That's a dangerous game, because now people that we don't hear from...
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Lucy Millman.
Lucy Millman would not post this on her story.
Even though she posted some randos. I don't know who they were.
Yeah.
They were having their last shows of the year.
Yeah, congrats, I guess. Or sorry that happened. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah.
Smile it should be, because it happened.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. Cringe because it wasn't us.
You'll go.
Maybe.
I
like
know.
In the fall, back here. Yeah. okay. So, I guess we'll just get right into it. The theme of this finale of sorts... is just our best hits.
The greatest hits.
Yeah. And it does sound like something else when you say it like that. But that's not what we mean. We mean these are our favorite songs that we have played on the radio.
It took me a second. Because I don't have such an impure mind as you.
Did you say pure?
Impure. Actually.
Factually. yeah. That last one was Lonely Lover by Xenia Rubinos. I don't know how you say it. Xenia?
Sure.
Which
the first song we ever played
on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we played it as the first song back from winter break. And why not
Did
play
we?
It? Yeah.
That's fun. I thought we played...
No, it was that. I checked.
Okay.
Yep. and so we played it again because we had to. Beautiful song.
It's
so,
so
good.
Good.
That whole album is worth a listen.
Yeah.
It's the best song on it, but the whole album is worth a listen. So
yeah.
If you like it, check it out.
Absolutely. Black Terry Cat, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a real Rubinos head.
Yeah. Well, what do we got next?
There's something there.
Unless you don't remember. I do.
Next up we have... I'm checking. Oh, Wizard of Finance by Parliament. We played this on the songs that you have memories associated with.
Yeah.
And my memory was listening to it during my summer job. Laying in the grass, painting a fence. This came on. The vibes were immaculate.
All right. Let's give it a listen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right. Lady Day and John Coltrane by Gil Scott Heron.
Heron?
Probably Heron.
Heron.
A fantastic one.
Yeah.
That was from, I think both of those were, or was Wizard of Finance from our first episode? Or was it from Songs That Move You? Or Make You Move?
No, Wizard of Finance was from, was Songs You Have Memories With.
Right,
if you
okay.
You've been listening.
Sorry, I don't do that. Right. At least to you. But Lady Day and John Coltrane, I played that for, Songs That Make You Move, because obviously.
Uh-huh.
What a great
bass
line.
And you were moving when I was just played it.
The chair was squeaking. Let me see if I can recreate that.
Definitely not audible on the mic.
No. But if it was, let us know.
I really hope it's not audible.
It definitely is. You can definitely hear the air conditioning. Text me if you can hear the air conditioning. I don't want to keep doing a call.
Lots of audience engagement this episode.
No more outreach.
Welcome Mary Conlon to the stream.
Wow.
She forgot, and then I reminded her.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for the milkshake, Mom. That really brightened my day.
Yeah. I would love a milkshake if you're...
If she's offering.
You're just dishing those out. I might
Mom,
go...
And can I call you that, Mom? I'd also love a milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a bunch of people texting us that they're listening.
Uh-huh.
Ashlyn, Maddie Wilson,
Ennis Wong.
Yeah. Sean McElvain. Jack Maniacci says, I can hear the air conditioning and the chair.
Well, that's a bummer.
And a 2-for-1. So if you're coming for the value. Veronica is also listening. Cool. Yeah.
Keep letting us know and you'll get a shout out too.
Yeah, we're trying to reach 30 listeners in the next half hour. So if you can get us over the hump, we're sitting at a nice 25.
The 7th caller gets free tickets to
a live in-studio recording of the 23rd episode of Resonance, which I won't be here for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a lot to get through still.
Eliza Whalen is listening.
Hello, Eliza Whalen.
Yes, welcome, Eliza Whalen.
Yeah. Up next, we've got Manhattan by Cat Power, a song that you showed me last year, and I listened to in the bathroom in Carm, and had a moment.
Really?
Yeah.
This song, I've had many moments with.
Yeah. No, I have two. That was just the first.
As recent as, like, a couple weeks ago, I was sitting outside Minor Hall in one of those Adirondack chairs playing this. It was a moment.
If there's a song to have a moment to, it's probably this.
It's probably this. This was my most listened to song of 2021.
Yeah. And
and maybe that was the episode that we played it for.
Probably.
When we were doing our Spotify Wrapped.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's hear it.
You You'll never be, never be, never be Manhattan. Howling at me, howling at you. Howling at me, howling at you.
Chance now, baby. I'm sorry for a mess of your sweet love.
All right, that was Tops by the Rolling Stones, another staple of this show, and one that my parents showed me. I always think of them when I listen to that. That's a good one. And also, I think of us hanging up our string lights.
And I think that's why we played it in the first place.
Yeah.
That was a
specific memory.
Yeah.
As I am probably tonight going to be taking down my string lights, or at least tomorrow morning.
Right. Is it the same string lights that we had freshman year?
I think I got new ones this semester. The AC turns down by about half volume.
You guys must be loving that out there.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
Definitely peaking.
Checking. Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Maya, who was also listening.
And my friend London.
There we go.
From
London.
Oh, wait, London in New York.
We had a bit about this.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of consistent listenership throughout the year, which has
been... Yeah, we really built up quite a fan base. We have such a platform.
Fan base is... It's just our friends.
The ones that we guilt into listening.
Which I think is best case scenario.
Yes.
Do you have any advice? Or...
What?
Some sort of service announcement.
I could think of something off the top of my head.
Yeah, just riff with that.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it. But you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Air conditioning coming back up, by the way.
Good. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Well, that's atrocious.
The sentence, the healthcare community is working on it.
Does that mean, yeah.
I don't get the point of that PSA at all.
No. And
to be quite honest.
It's what? Like, ask questions?
Ask questions to your doctor. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. It's like a little bit their job too, right?
Right. Well, they definitely shouldn't be doing the opposite of healing you.
It's like,
that's not because you
didn't speak
up, right? Imagine
they don't give you a diagnosis, and you're like, what the hell? And you're like, well, you didn't ask.
Yeah. I thought it was just like a checkup, like, how's it going? Like, yeah.
Yes.
I guess that's how malpractice happens.
I guess so.
You get too friendly with your doctor. You forget to ask the important questions.
The important questions.
And that's a life lesson more than just a medical lesson.
And you're welcome for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that was really well scripted. Just for off the dome. And you did have a lot of like people to address at the end.
With the sponsors off the dome.
Yeah.
I
even misread one of them.
So.
You misread one of them like while ad libbing it.
Is that right?
Well, you stuttered a little bit. Up next. we're really okay. Up next, we've got Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes. Another one
we're getting through like no songs tonight.
Yeah,
this
we're a third of the way through our playlist, halfway.
Do people listen
episode.
To this for the music? Let us know. Do you listen for the music or for us?
All right, and that'll take
but
us to the next.
Definitely part. Don't answer that, please.
And up next, you're gonna hear Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes. Here we go. Thank you.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill near the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. And we laughed them all in a very short time.
He's tapping on my forehead, hanging from my mirror, rattling the teacups, and I
delay. We're just a habit like saccharin, and I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over.
You know those two, probably. Or at least that last one.
I got a little emotional during those.
Yeah. I had to play Overs by Simon and Garfunkel for obvious reason. Mm-hmm. And that last one was In My Life by the Beatles. Two of the most beautiful songs I know.
Easily. Last episode we were doing our favorite songs ever. And I played A Day in the Life by the Beatles. And while that was playing, I think we both realized, in my life is better.
Yeah, and it's certainly better
than... A Day in
than
Life is a phenomenal
Happiness
song.
Is a Warm Gun, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I'm glad we saved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to go into what's next?
Shaky Graves, Built to Roam.
Yeah.
This was for our live episode.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
I have nothing else to say.
Thank you. on to follow her dreams in the city that never sleeps. That logic seems flawed if you ask me. Manhattan is pretty nice, but the rents are really steep. And in Chicago, water's free. And sure, you've got the Empire State, but we've still got the biggest skyline in the world. And sure, you got an ocean, and we just got a lake, but you're the only girl I've ever loved. So come back to Chicago. We all miss you here. Won't you come back to Chicago, my dear? Come back to Chicago. We all miss you here, so come back to Chicago, my dear. City, the summers are so hot, you can cook a fried egg on the sidewalk, and the winters are always so cold and gray there. I love talking to you on the phone, but when you leave your love on the line, it has a tendency to stay there. And sure, you've got the Empire State, but we've still got the biggest skyline in the world. And sure, you got an ocean and we just got a lake, but you're the only girl I've ever loved. So take a boat, a car, a train, a rollerblades, an aeroplane, just pack your backpack and come back to me, please. I wanna see you again, because you're my best friend and I miss you. And if you take me up on my offer, you know I'd never leave you alone, cause I love you so much and I want you in my life, and I need you in my home, not only on the phone. Come back to Chicago. Ooh, we all miss you here. Won't you come back to Chicago, my dear? To Chicago, my dear.
All right. That's a song I've been dying to play all year, basically.
That was so good.
A coworker of mine from my summer job at Jenny's Ice Cream back in LA, who recently quit. I think Sunday was his last day there. I'm coming back.
Apt day, yeah. To quit an ice cream place.
Right? Yeah. Sunday with an E, no less. He specified in his 2 weeks notice. That was Come Back to Chicago by my friend Hal Baum.
That was fantastic.
It's so good. That whole EP, whatever you want to call it, LP. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Worth a listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And up next.
Next up is a song that I think I've played probably 10 times on air.
And it's funny because we heard it for the first time, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, like not long ago at all. But shout out to Eliza for showing me this song. I think I've played it every time I've subbed. It's 15 Snakes by Adrenaline, etc. It's probably going to be my most listened to song this year.
As it should be.
Thank you. find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. But how can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
That is a hard song to cut off.
The very slow fade on that one.
Yeah, I wanted to get it to the end of the chorus.
Yeah.
We heard back-to-back True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnston and Happier Than the Morning Sun by Stevie Wonder.
Were those both on the Songs That Move You?
They have to have been.
If not, then they should have been.
Yeah. We're really coming down to a close here.
Yeah.
You'll be back next week.
I'll be back next week. I'll be here throughout the summer.
Yeah.
Doing it solo. Maybe I'll have some guests on.
Maybe I'll call in.
You should, and maybe we can finally figure out how the phones work.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was a treat and a half.
I love you.
I love you, too. Yeah.
This was such a pleasure. And we'll be back senior year.
Absolutely.
I'll be gone all
I
of next
fully
year.
Expect phone calls from Madrid every Tuesday.
No. Don't commit to that.
Maybe one.
Okay.
Maybe a special one in the middle of the semester or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is delightful.
And for international calls.
Honestly,
Tuesday.
I feel like you're financially, if not contractually, obligated. Both of our names are on the masthead.
Fair.
Yeah. Not much else to say. except
we saved the best for last, and we're not even going to be able to play all of it.
And if there's nothing else to look forward to for senior year, it is hearing I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen in its entirety.
Maybe sometime.
It's a 2 minute and 36 second song. We could have fit it in so many times.
But it was always, yeah. We tried to play it so many times. We never had the time for it. Much like, I was going to say, Matt Damon on Jimmy Kimmel, but I feel like it's kind of a lame reference to make.
A little bit.
So I take it back.
Okay, cool. I'll catch you guys in the fall. I will be doing this show at whatever slot, iteration, whatever.
With a new host?
Probably just me.
Good.
Probably under a new name. And maybe I'll post that. Maybe I'll post that same graphic with your face crossed off every single week, or make a new one.
We're gonna run out of time, probably.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. This has been. You want to do it together? Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's hear it.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire.